Trump's Politics with Trevor Dann on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're back in our regular slot on the first Sunday of the month, and we're reflecting on last week's local elections. The headlines? Well, Labour retain the City Council, the Conservatives keep hold of the Police and Crime Commissioner post, and the County Council leader loses her City Council seat to the Greens. Later on, we'll hear from the Lib Dem leader on the City Council, Tim Bick. We'll get a Tory view from the South Cam's Conservative leader, Heather Williams. And of course, we'll check in with our political analyst, Phil Rogers. But just to recap the main news from the election last Thursday, Hugh Clough won a seat in Newnham for the Greens, with Labour in second place, and the incumbent County Council leader, Lucy Nethsinger, a distant third. The Greens also did well in Coleridge, where they came second to Labour, while their leader Naomi Bennett retained her seat in Abbey. Labour recovered from last year's congestion charge fright to claim big wins in Romsey, Cherry Hinton, Petersfield, West Chesterton, Castle and Arbury. The former Mayor Gerry Bird retained East Chesterton for Labour, and the current Mayor Jenny Gawthrop Wood was re-elected in King's Hedges. Imi Blackburn Horgan won for the Lib Dems in Queen Edith's with an increased majority over her recent November by-election. And so the Conservatives didn't win any of the 14 seats that were being contested. But there was good news for one of their party, Darrell Preston, who'll continue in his role as the county's Police and Crime Commissioner. He beat Labour's Anna Smith by 3,500 votes on a 25% turnout across the county. Now, when the news of Lucy Nethsinger's defeat was announced from the count at Cambridge University Sports Hall, I was on air with Lewis Herbert, the former leader of the City Council.
Carmona David Gustav Joseph, known as David Carmona, independent, 155. Clough Hugh, Green Party candidate, 925. Nethsinger Lucy Kathleen, Liberal Democrat, 306. Nubis Yvonne, Labour Party, 549. Williams, Susan Rachel, known as Susie Williams, the Conservative Party candidate, 84. There are a total of six.
Well, that's our first shot, then, right, Lewis? I think that's Lucy Nethsinger losing her seat. The Greens have taken, and Lucy Nethsinger didn't even come second.
No, so she's still a councillor there because she's the county councillor. We'll see what she does next year.
So, Phil Rogers, that was probably the only surprise on Thursday, only not a surprise to you, because you called the entire election from top to toe, and congratulations for that. But what went wrong for Lucy Nethsinger?
Well, I think it was fairly widely expected that she was going to lose her seat to the Greens. Last year, the Lib Dems were in third place, and the Greens made their first breakthrough then. And I actually went for a sort of wander around Newnham to have a look at what was going on, and there were kind of green stake boards all over the place, and clearly quite a lot of support for them, and a fair number for Labour, but not very many Lib Dem ones in evidence. So I think it's just been, the story is a lot of campaigning by the Greens, and the Lib Dems haven't been able to match it.
Just for those people who don't live in the centre, remind us where Newnham is. It's out to the west.
Yes, it's sort of in the southwest of Cambridge. It's actually it does go sort of all the way up to the Madingley Road. The county and city have slightly different boundaries, but it's Newnham Village, and it's quite a few of the colleges. And actually, I think a majority of the electorate are students, but they tend to have a lower turnout rate than the permanent residents.
We'll talk to Tim Bick from the Liberal Democrats in a little while, but I would imagine, looking at the results as a whole, Phil, that they won't be that content with what went on?
I think that's right. I mean, going back a few years, Cambridge was very much a sort of Labour-Lib Dem battleground, and the two parties were sort of mostly first and second in most of the wards. But the picture has really changed now, and the Greens have certainly come into play, and we've even seen more Conservative activity than we have recently. So this time, the Lib Dems only won three of the 14 wards, and they only actually had two second places, which was the East and West Chesterton seats. And that really is pretty unusual, I think.
Let's dive into the figures and share and all that kind of stuff in a little while. But I just want to remind us of what Mike Davey, the winning leader of the Labour group, had to say at the count.
I think it would be fair to say if we'd have been given this chance at the beginning of the campaign, we'd be over the moon. We've kept all our seats, some with significantly enhanced majorities. And we've managed to demonstrate, I hope, to the people of Cambridge that they trust us to run this city. So, yes, I'm really pleased. Thank you, Lewis.
And you get a rewarding year off next year because it's the county elections.
The notion of having 2 years to actually deliver a Labour principled policy is just fantastic. Again, it gives us the chance, the time, if you like, which often doesn't come at local level.
And do you think the vote was entirely pro-Labour or was it anti-Tory?
Well, the results, Trevor, seem to indicate that it was pretty pro-Labour. The Conservatives only really put in an effort in two wards, and on both those wards in King's Hedges, whereby Mark Ashton deservedly has a majority of nearly 600, and Jenny has got a majority of somewhere in the region of 250. I think that demonstrates that it's pretty pro-Labour. And it shows if you actually push your policies and make sure that people in the local communities hear what you're trying to do, they'll never vote for you. It's about trying to make sure that you promote a positive sign for what Labour can do in a city.
How do you feel about Anna Smith not winning the PCC?
Oh, hugely disappointed. Anna ran a very good campaign. She'd have been outstanding police and crime commissioner. I think she's demonstrated that Labour can compete across the county. It's the best ever result we've had at the PCC. I mean, the positive out of it is that Anna will now be able to continue as the deputy mayor for the combined authority, and we're delighted that she'll be able to do so. So disappointment, but mingled with a delight that she'll be actually continuing to work on behalf of the city.
And how do you feel about the Greens and the Lib Dems and the other people who were opposing you? That none of them seemed to really do very well, except, as we were saying, the Greens in Newnham.
Well, I think the Greens in Newnham did do very well. I think our instinct is the Greens appear to be slowly replacing the Lib Dems as our key opposition. But obviously I'll wait till Phil's done the proper analysis. I think that's something for us to watch. And they clearly pushed us very hard in Coleridge. Although, for me, the best result of the day was Tim Griffin. So the Greens are there for a purpose, and we need to acknowledge that. But nonetheless, I think I'd much rather celebrate our own success rather than delve into why the Greens did well or the Lib Dems did less well.
So you said that you think that they're the party that's going to be challenging most. What's going to happen? I mean, Lucy's going to fight like heck for a seat next year as leader of the county council.
I wouldn't want to speculate, Lewis, on what Lucy may or may not do. That's not for me. I think the bit that we've got to do is demonstrate our green credentials. We were the second best in the country in terms of carbon neutral behaviour. And at the same time as that, we build more council homes than everybody else. And to have that mixture, that balance, I think is quite a good trick. So from my perspective, I think we've just got to keep pushing that objective. We've got to become green. We've got to set clear targets to meet before 2030. And we've got to do our best to achieve those.
Well, congratulations, Mike Davey. Off you go now for a pint in the Woodbine, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Thank you, Lewis. Speak to you both soon.
CAMS Politics with Trevor Dann on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So there's Mike Davey. I imagine he's, as Lewis was saying right there, looking forward to a fairly pleasant couple of years.
Yes, it was all pretty satisfactory for Labour. The only sort of cloud on the horizon for them was the fact that they didn't manage to win the Police and Crime Commissioner vote. They came very close in that sort of across the whole of Cambridgeshire. And that doesn't really bode very well for the mayoral election next year, which is going to be on the same system in the same area. And, if they didn't win the PCC vote, it's going to be quite difficult for them to win the mayoralty next year. But apart from that, in the city, they'll be extremely happy with how things went. They had 9 wards to defend and they defended them all.
So what was the general turnout figure for the city elections?
For the city elections, it was 37.8%, which is a little bit down on where it was last year.
But it's been lower than that, hasn't it?
Yes, it sort of goes up and down. For local elections, that's a sort of pretty typical figure. The thing that does bring it up is if there's a general election on the same day, which does sometimes happen, then that boosts the turnout to sort of 60-70%. Going back about 10 years, it did tend to be a little bit below where it is now. So we have seen it rise a bit in recent years, but still 40% is not a fantastic turnout.
Looking at the general trends then, what do we think of the unwinding of the power of the congestion charge as an issue?
Well, as the results come out, I make graphs of what's happened in the wards in the last few years. And from those, it's really evident that this year, the congestion charge issue just hasn't had the same impact as it did last year. Last year, there was a swing to the Conservatives in every single ward across the city, and that was sort of against the background of a national picture where the Conservatives were really being hit quite hard. But this time, that factor's being unwound. And there's a few places where it hasn't quite gone back down to where it was before, but there's been a definite swing away from the Conservatives in the city vote.
I guess that's bad news for the Conservatives, who fought it and were very clear about it as a single issue last year. Where do they go now, do you think, with this?
Yes, I mean, now that the plans have been halted, it clearly hasn't had the same impact that it has before. I guess if some other scheme is resurrected, then they may get a boost again. But in the meantime, there are plenty of other sort of road-related issues, and they did very much campaign on those this time, but it didn't seem to make quite the same traction. So I think probably the sort of future for the Conservatives is in the local elections, wait for Labour to get into government nationally and then bash away at them.
Now, when you look at the figures then that did emerge on Friday from the vote on Thursday, are there any other trends that you would pick up? I mean, you've mentioned the Liberal Democrats perhaps not doing as well as they used to, and you've mentioned Labour looking pretty strong at the moment. Are there any other trends?
Well, the other sort of thing that jumps out of the graph is the rise of the Greens in certain wards. And Abbey is stronger for them than ever. They were obviously very successful in Newnham, where they won last year, but they did even better than that this time. And also in Coleridge, the trend was distinctly upwards. And I think, you know, Labour may be in trouble there in the medium term. In a few other places, their vote was rising as well. But you can really tell that people sort of respond to where they're campaigning, and they've, by focusing their efforts on those three wards, they've really reaped some rewards.
So I can understand Newnham because of the student and the basically university population. Why Abbey?
Well, Abbey is just where the Greens sort of initially concentrated their campaigning, and simply by doing a lot of work in that ward, listening to residents, taking up their issues, they've got support at the ballot box.
More from Phil Rogers later in this edition of CAMS Politics. We'll also be hearing from Heather Williams from South CAMS Conservatives and Tim Bick from the Liberal Democrats in the city. But it's time for some music. Here's U2.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
U2's Beautiful Day on CAMS Politics. I'm Trevor Dan. Thanks for joining us. It's time to check in now with the leader of the City Council's Lib Dems, Councillor Tim Bick. Tim, I guess you must have mixed feelings about Thursday's results, keeping your own seat. Congratulations for that. But losing the County Council leader, Lucy Nethsinger.
Yes. Well, I am delighted to be back on the council. I've been there in Market Ward since 2008, so I'm really happy to be able to continue the work I started. I am returning to the council with two other colleagues, one from Trumpington and the other from Queen Edith's. But yes, naturally sad to have lost any colleague, and Lucy Nethsinger was the case in point here in Newnham, and that is a great shame for us.
Do you think that her demise was in any sense due to the aftermath of the fuss over the congestion charge?
I don't think so. In actual fact, I think that there was maybe even more support for that in Newnham than some other places. But I think that the struggle that she was having there was that in last year's election in Newnham, the party was squeezed into third place. And that resulted this year in her being squeezed further between the Greens and the Labour Party, and the vote diminished further from where it was last year.
Do you feel as though the Greens are taking over your role as the party where people gravitate to talk about climate change and the environment. I mean, that was always the strong suit for Liberal Democrats. And in Cambridge, it looks as though that's becoming the strong suit for the Greens. Do you feel that that's an existential threat to the Lib Dems over the next few years?
I don't know if that's the case, but clearly we will need to be clearer than we have in the past. The way we see this is that the Green Party is green in name only in many respects, and has become the repository for votes for people who don't want anything to change. Now, that's a perfectly reasonable position for people to have. But I think that if you think for more than a moment about climate change, then it's a challenge which is going to cause all of us to have to change and our ways of life to be adjusted in order to combat it. And that is something that there is probably no way to insulate ourselves from if we're really serious about it. And so what we see at the local level is where there are practical issues that need to be embraced to adjust to climate change, that the Greens are the place where people run to avoid them. And that, I think, is something that we may need to do a better job of highlighting to people, because we see change, practical change, as necessary. It doesn't always please everybody, but it is necessary if we are really serious about that. And I'm afraid in this world, especially with a big threat like climate change, it's not enough just to be pious about the goal on a large canvas and regard ourselves as all immune from it. So I don't know what's in people's minds, but I do think that we need to make a stronger case, perhaps, that there is something that really needs to be grasped here. And the Greens are perhaps not the ones who are grasping that. And I think others are too.
Let's turn to the Police and Crime Commissioner vote. Your candidate did rather better than a lot of people expected. And, of course, if she hadn't stood at all, it's very likely that Anna Smith would have won and the Conservatives would not have held on to that post. What do you say to the argument that if you stood down in elections like this, the anti-Tory vote wouldn't be split?
Well, I mean, it's a very amusing comment, because we're not the wholly owned subsidiary of another party. We present our candidates and our policies as our own, and we invite people to support them on that basis. It's not a means to another end. And yes, our candidate was a very good candidate. She did well in various places across the whole large area, not surprisingly, because our party is doing very well across parts of that area, especially in South Cambridgeshire, East Cambridgeshire, and so forth. So I don't think that we need to make any apology for our candidate doing rather well.
Well, I suppose this is as good a time as any to ask you whether we learn anything from these latest results that pushes us towards understanding the general election. I mean, Pippa Hailings is widely touted as the winner of South Cams for the Lib Dems. Do we learn anything else, do you think?
I'm not sure that we do. I think the thing that we sensed through this last election campaign is that it was quite difficult to focus voters on the subject in hand, which was what the city council can influence and decide. I think in a general election year, that's a natural difficulty in local elections, because people are gravitating towards national loyalties. And it's very difficult to focus them on the local stuff. So that I think we found is quite difficult. But actually, what it tells us, I think it's quite hard to see. I mean, you talk about Pippa Hailings in South Cambridgeshire. Well, apart from the Police and Crime Commissioner, of which they were a part, that there is no specific result that tells us about the parliamentary constituency, although we would be quite encouraged. And the same in East Cambridgeshire. And there are three parliamentary constituencies covered by those two council areas. So I think broadly positive we would feel, but I don't think we can take it further than that.
Do you start, as it were, from now, already thinking about the general election?
I don't think we start now. I think we probably started a little while ago, but clearly with the local elections done, I and colleagues will be thinking more about the national election, which will be the next on the block, clearly. And so, yes, that is the next focus. Plans, though, will already have been made.
One thing that always interests me is why people like you who are interested in administration and managing people are also attracted to stomping the streets. You know, when there's about to be a general election, do you have to look in your cupboard and see whether you've got some stout footwear that's going to be suitable for pounding the pavements?
Well, yeah, but that is the nature of democratic politics, Trevor. I mean, I think that it hurts our feet and our legs to do all of that. But in reality, what it's for is to talk to voters and to listen to voters, and that is absolutely critical and indispensable part of the democratic system. And if we didn't have that, then I think we would not have a democracy.
There's Councillor Tim Bick, leader of Cambridge City Council's Lib Dems, on CAMS Politics. Fancy some new take that?
We gotta mend this damage. We gotta cross this ocean. We gotta lift this load. Speed up slow motion. We gotta hold these weapons.
That's You and Me, new from Take That on CAMS Politics from Cambridge 105 Radio, where we're looking back today at last week's local elections.
Online, on digital, and on FM.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, let's find out what the Conservative Party is thinking. Heather Williams is joining us now. She's the leader of the Tories on South CAMS District Council. Hello, Heather. How are you feeling this weekend after the voting before?
Well, I'm really pleased that we have got Daryl re-elected. He's been a great police and crime commissioner and, yeah, just absolutely thrilled that he has got across the line. And, of course, winning in South CAMS is, you know, never a bad feeling to have as a Conservative.
So let's just remind ourselves, here is Daryl Preston winning the PCC for the Conservative Party, but winning it even within the South CAMS area, which might give you some hope that actually there's a bit more strength in the Tory support within South CAMS moving forward towards the general election.
Yeah, and I think last time I was on your show, I said about how South CAMS with the parliamentary constituency, because obviously it includes parts of City, and we've seen the results in Cherry Hinton and Queen Edith, that it's a three-horse race. And I think a lot of people sort of thought that was perhaps me being optimistic or what have you about Labour's chances. But actually, we saw from the results how well Labour, you know, and they have nationally performed here, and how that's a big problem for the Liberal Democrats. So, yeah, I think fantastic that we won South CAMS. In fact, we won for the Police Crime Commissioner everywhere with the exception of Cambridge City, where actually we didn't lose as much as we did the last time. So locally, I appreciate there's a national picture, but locally, I think that's a really good set of results for us. And yeah, it does give us optimism for the future, and reaffirms what I believed already to be the case, that it's a three-horse race in the South CAMS.
When we were talking to Zachary Marsh on our Hustings programme about the Cambridge City Council a week or so ago, he was promising on your behalf some big surprises. And I don't think that happened.
I think when you compare the Cambridge City results from the Police and Crime Commissioner from 2021 and now, there is huge progress for our party in Cambridge City. Whether that surprises people or not is another question, but there has been significant progress. And I do think that congestion charge is out there still. And let's be honest, it really is. The combined authority recently voted on transport, which included road charging as options. I personally put a motion down at South Cambridge District Council to say no to road charging in Cambridgeshire. The Lib Dems voted that down. So it's real, it's live, it's out there. It's just a matter of when Lib Dems and the Labour are going to bring it back. So I think most people are aware of that and are looking at that when how they vote. Now, for some, they may feel that the other party is on balance, that, you know, they're going to vote for them. But there are other people that are furious about road charging still. And actually, I was in Cherry Hinton on the day, 4-day week, because, of course, Cambridge City are with planning and waste service. They are also trialling 4-day week. And there was pure anger about that from a lot of people. So I think congestion charging the 4-day week make it a very interesting place for political commentators such as yourself and Phil and others. I think we're a very interesting and alive place to be.
I asked Zachary Marsh when he was on the programme a couple of weeks ago if he was supporting Michael Gove's recommendation for another 150,000 houses to be built around the city, mainly in South Cams. And he was saying, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't believe what these proposals say in any detail. These are just consultative. How do you feel? And are you hearing from people in South Cams that people are worried about this kind of expansion?
I think people nearer the city obviously are going to be concerned about not just those plans, but development in general, because they've seen over recent years, you know, that sort of building up and also lots of applications coming through for science parks and lab space. But I don't think it feels quite as alive and as real for us sort of more further away from Cambridge. When it comes to the plans itself, I mean, it came as a leak at, you know, 200,000. Then we have the case of Cambridge actually sites 100,000 in places. We also know that this would be, it's now gone from 2040 to 2050. That's a cycle of like two local plans, potentially, if we do still have local plans, which we already had 50,000 forecast in the first one. So I just think that there's theories and there's bits of paper and probably a map perhaps somewhere of the whole country of where potential spots for development are. And it shouldn't be a surprise that Cambridge is being looked at because we are so good for the national economy and that's something we should be proud of. But it always has a flip side. So whether I believe that these plans will become reality, I don't know. But I think what is crucial is for the existing residents and for where we are at the moment that we get some good infrastructure, particularly around water. I sit at the planning committee in South Cams and water is a huge issue. So right now, what's going to happen theoretically in the future, I understand why people would be nervous about that. But actually, we've got some problems that need resolving now. And one thing that is coming out of all this is some action on that. And I will take the infrastructure support. But I, as you can imagine, don't think I'll be jumping, supporting that level of development. We do need affordable houses, but we need the right houses in the right places. And we're nowhere near knowing exactly what all the proposals would be.
Heather, is it possible to be a local Tory and be proud of the Conservative record whilst ignoring all the national noise that is made around Boris and Liz Truss and Partygate and all the other issues that have clearly driven the national agenda very much into the Labour Party's court? You know, is it easy to carry on being a card-carrying Conservative when the party is so unpopular nationally?
Do you know what? I had a colleague that explained politics to me when I first started as being a bit like a football team. You can't just support them when they're, you know, you can't be a glory hunter and just support them when they're doing well. And I do think there's probably some merit in that. For me, it's no surprise. It's been some difficult years. And I said in 22, sometimes being a party will help you get across the line and help you win votes and win seats. And other times it's not so helpful. And I think we're definitely in a not so helpful time at the moment in Cambridgeshire. In other places, you know, Conservatives are doing better than expected. So I think for me, I can only talk about my colleagues locally and the people that I have that interaction with the party. And I am proud of the things that we are standing for at the district council. I am proud that we stood against congestion charging because I fundamentally think that was wrong for people. I'm very proud that there are social things that we can do. For example, I recently had a motion at the district council which unanimously was passed on period poverty and ensuring that women and girls who are struggling potentially financially or through embarrassment or for whatever reason that is getting that basic sanitary provision. Things, I mean, who would have thought, to be honest, that things like period poverty 20, 30 years ago would be debated in council chambers. I've debated that. I've stood up for IVF on the NHS for a first round, something that I personally have a lot of experience of and know how difficult that is. So am I proud that as a Conservative, I've been able to help people that are struggling with fertility, girls struggling with period poverty, and also standing up for things like neonatal leave? I'm incredibly proud of those things. And actually what we're seeing is neonatal leave policy is coming through national government. We have the fertility increases for time off, and somebody that knows that takes an incredible amount out. So is everything perfect? Absolutely not. But there are things in there that I am proud of. And I just think that all parties, it doesn't matter which party you are. You speak with some people from Labour through the Corbyn years. You speak with some Lib Dems now with Ed Davey and the post office scandal. Every party is going to have problems. And there's always going to be one or two people in those parties, whatever it is, because they're huge. And it's not just political parties. It's anywhere. You look at any place of work. Yeah, you're always going to have the odd one or two people that you wouldn't particularly like to socialise with, but you have to because it's work. But am I proud of some of the things we've done? Yes. Do I wish that I had a magic wand and could take away some of the other stuff? Yes, but I firmly believe that for 95% in any workplace, in any party, that's not just mine, any party, it's people doing things for the right reasons. I might disagree with what they're saying, they're a different party, but I think we're actually there to help. And actually, the hatred that's been fueled, particularly against my party, the death threats that I've had and the threats and abuse that we get, is because we don't respect enough of each other as a whole. And we're pitched against each other, quite rightly, but on policy, it should be, not people. And I think the obsession with the people of politics, and I understand we need to be held to account, but we have to be really careful that we don't start fueling more hatred from it, because that's how people get hurt.
Hey, did you know that whenever you make a payment online, you could help raise funds to keep Cambridge 105 Radio thriving with just a couple taps on your keyboard? From Amazon, John Lewis, Etsy and H&M, Easy Fundraising will donate part of what you spend to us at no extra cost to you. Sign up now at cambridge105.co.uk/easyfundraising and make a difference to the community with Cambridge 105 Radio.
Sunday on Cambridge 105 Radio, veteran musician, broadcaster and writer Ian A. Anderson presents the latest releases from the world of folk, roots music and beyond.
Hello, I'm Ian Anderson, and every month I bring you lots of new music in the folk, roots and what used to be called world music areas, including my pick of good things coming up locally in the next month.
Folk Roots with Ian A. Anderson, Sunday at 2 p.m. on Cambridge 105 Radio and at cambridge105.co.uk.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused.
Paul Simon's American tune on CAMS Politics. Well, our analyst is still with us, Phil Rogers. Congratulations yet again for your excellent predictive qualities this year. What are we looking forward to between now and our next edition, which will be the beginning of June?
Well, I think attention is going to start to turn towards the coming general election, and that's where the parties are going to focus their attention. Obviously, we still don't know when that's going to be. October-November time seems most likely at the moment, but there's still sort of rumours it could be July. Personally, I don't think that's very likely. But the parties will really be going into full-on general election campaign mode over the next several months.
And how would you feel if you were... I'm going to pick a name out here, Anthony Brown.
Well, I would be hopeful but nervous, I think. You can take the Police and Crime Commissioner vote and sort of try and work out what that means for each individual constituency, but I don't think that's necessarily a very good guide, partly because you get the much bigger turnout for general elections, and also, you know, people are just voting on different issues and have different concerns. So, I mean... Cambridge is widely expected to be fairly safe for Labour, but South Cambridgeshire is the sort of number one target for the Lib Dems. And in St Neots and Mid-Cambridgeshire, Anthony Brown's seat, I do really think that's a genuine three-horse race.
And what's going to be happening politically in the next 4 weeks?
Well, the next thing that happens with the City Council and indeed the County Council is they have their annual meetings. So the new mayor of Cambridge will be elected and the leaders will sort of set out their aims and goals for the year to come. And that's sort of a bit of a ceremonial occasion, but it's also sort of a look forward at the year ahead and the sort of issues we can expect the City Council to be focusing on.
Thank you very much indeed, Phil, as ever. The next edition of this programme will be on June the 2nd. And that'll be something very much to look forward to. And we'll see you in a month's time.
I'll look forward to it.
Now, you know we all like to support local music on Cambridge 105 Radio. So here's a new release by a young guitarist for whom great things are predicted. He's called David Gilmour.